Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Father Dave Sizemore, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus. We're continuing our discussion on conversion. You know, one of the major themes of this show on discipleship is the need for conversion and the conversion experience. In our last bit of our conversation, we talked about your own conversion, Father, and today I thought we might look at one of the conversion stories of the disciples. So first, let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord God, you called your apostles, Peter and Andrew, James and John, to come and follow you. You have given us the same call to follow you. Help us to respond more generously. And we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. To begin, let me read the passage that you referenced in our last conversation, this conversion experience, the call to discipleship.
From John chapter 1, it's verses 35 through 42.
Excellent. So let me read it for everyone, for our listeners. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he had said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher. "Where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Father, what are your thoughts on this?
I have many thoughts. I mean, this is just a great passage. It's just packed with so much spiritual truth, right, about conversions and about discipleship. The first one is this, is John the Baptist they're referring to, says to his own disciples as he sees Jesus, "Look, there's the Lamb of God," you know. And you got to remember that John the Baptist was the son of a priest, Zacharias. So he knew the lambs of God were slaughtered, you know, for the sins of the people. It was a redemptive act. And so he's basically saying to these disciples of his, "There's the one who's going to take away your sins," you know.
Yeah.
Translated, "There's the one who's going to make you happy." Right?
And you know, what's interesting is Andrew, and it's presumably John, the beloved, you know, are these two, that they're followers of John the Baptist, and John redirects them to Christ. And, you know, I think it's very common in a lot of people's experiences and of conversion is that they are followers, quote unquote, maybe a part of some subculture or a part of some religious sect or cultural group. And they, you know, have tried to be genuine in those things,
right?
But their heart has somehow been pointed towards Christ. And I do think that, you know, there are lots of things, not just John the Baptist, who represents all of the Old Testament pointing to Christ, but there are many things in this world and many things we're a part of that point us to the need for Christ.
And we need, you're exactly right, we need John the Baptist all around us. So we need, you know, our priests, our deacons, you know, our church leaders to point us to Christ. But then we need our moms and dads to point us to Christ. We need our spouses to point us to Christ. We need our friends to point us to Christ, our schools to point us to Christ. We need Catholic radio to point us to Christ. We need Christian music to point us to Christ. A variety of opportunities to point and say, "There's the one who's going to fulfill you. There's the one who's going to satisfy you. There's the one who's going to complete you. There's the one who's going to, you know, put you on a trajectory that's going to fulfill all the things that it is that you're in this world for." And John understood that when he pointed out Christ. "I'm not the one, but there is the one."
So they hear this about John, and then They go seeking for Christ.
Right. And so the next thing they say is they come and ask, where are you staying? And Jesus says, I love this. He says, come and you will see. Discipleship is invitation. More than anything, it's invitation. So, and what Christ is doing is he's leading us as a teacher, as a rabbi, of how to disciple others, because that's what rabbis did, is they took disciples, right? So he's telling us that if, you know, now in this case, it's, you know, it's Andrew and John and a few others, but let's bring it back to our lives. Christ is calling us not only to follow him, but to be the men and women who say, come and see what Jesus has to offer you, right? So, I love that line because it teaches us so much about how to be in relationship to other people.
And, you know, it's also this idea that, Christ doesn't give them a specific location as to where he is that, mm-hmm. you know, disciples are on the move. And if we Precisely. Want to stay close to Christ, we've got to be willing to move and
yes.
to change
yes.
and to be relocated. Not just in the sense of, you know, oh, the Lord's calling me to move to Alaska.
Right.
But in the sense that, you know, like even in our daily prayer, well, you know, I'm so used to praying in the morning, but then I don't get anything out of it anymore. Well, maybe I have to move to praying in the evenings,
right.
you know.
Yeah, when I'm more awake or whatever.
Yeah.
And certainly that movement means it's dynamic, you know. And like you said, there's change. I would call it risk also, that we have to be willing to risk something in order to follow Jesus Christ. Risk a little bit of our time, a little more of our love, a little more of our attention. Risk picking up a book and reading it. Risk getting involved at church or, you know, joining some sort of prayer group or discipleship group and being with other people. You know, we have to risk being willing to move out of our comfort zone into something that simply is uncomfortable for us for a while because it's unfamiliar, but then after a while it becomes very comfortable because we change in the process into the person that God has called us to be.
If you're joining us, this is Conversations on Discipleship. This is your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me is Father Dave Sizemore, a priest of the Diocese of Columbus, and we've been discussing John chapter 1, 35 through 42, specifically the call of Andrew and John through John the Baptist to follow the Lord.
I love this other line that really stuck out to me was when the first thing that Andrew did was he went to his brother Simon, who we know is going to be renamed Cephas or Peter, and he said, "I've found the Messiah," and then he brought him to Jesus. You know, one of the things I've noticed in church life is that whenever you run into somebody who's gone through a Jesus experience, or just simply through the course of their Catholic life have grown in a deeper relationship with Christ and just kind of a natural progression as should be with Christians. So whether it's, you know, kind of something dramatic and quick or just long range, or it's somebody who has come into the church from another faith or from no faith at all. And on all those cases, they have found the Messiah, and what do? They immediately start to go out to other people and bring or try to bring those other people to Jesus. So again, John, the writer of this gospel, is telling us in these details that are important of how to be a disciple maker.
Mm-hmm.
How to be a disciple maker is that you allow yourself to be discipled. That's Andrew. And then you come close to God, you stay where he stays, you know, not again necessarily a specific place, but you stay near him. And then you have this desire that the Holy Spirit puts inside of you to go out to other people and to call them to come and see the Messiah, and you become a disciple maker.
And Pope Francis calls them missionary disciples is the important phrase. And, you know, we've talked about an encounter that if you have an encounter, you remember it. You know, if you've encountered Christ, you remember it. In the same way, if you encounter Christ, you really want to talk to other people about it. You want to share
you
it.
You do.
You know, and you really can't hold it in because
it
has that power.
Right. And it's just not reserved for priests and religious sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the last couple, I would say generations, that's kind of the fault. That's the fallacy we fell into, right? The hole, the pit, is kind of left it up to them, to us, you and I, to evangelize others. But what we see right here in this very plain speaking gospel passage, we see certain stages or steps or realities. And one of them is that Jesus went to people just like you and I. They were fishermen in this case. And everybody who's listening, you know, who are trying to do a hard day's work. And he called those people to become his disciples and then those people to become his disciple mm-hmm. makers. That's how the kingdom of God is going to expand.
Yeah, and it really, I mean, the trajectory, I say this again and again, the trajectory of the new evangelization of the church's life really is everyone be missionary disciples.
Amen.
That everyone encounter Christ. Pope Benedict says that it's necessary, really, to be a Christian. You have to have encountered Christ. And when you encounter him, you can't help but tell your brother.
Amen.
Let's end with a prayer, shall we?
Sure.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, giver of all life, you have allowed us to encounter Jesus Christ, your Son. He has given us new life. He is the Lamb of God who has been sacrificed for us. We ask, O Lord, that as we continue to encounter Christ and as you perhaps lay before us an opportunity to encounter him this day, that we respond generously and that we point others to him. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today was Father Dave Sizemore, great priest of the Diocese of Columbus. Until next time, peace and all good.